16. Clickety-click. Alice opened her eyes and blinked blearily. Where was she? It took a moment. The hotel room. Across from her, Fran slept. But something had woken her. Clickety-click. She glanced at the bag on her bedside table. The pebbles. She could sense them shifting softly inside. They were restless, she thought. I'm dreaming, she thought. Clickety-click, the pebbles whispered. She sat up. The artificial darkness disorientated her. She had no idea what time it was. She realized she needed to wee. Maybe this wasn't a dream. She slipped out of bed softly and carefully. She didn't want to wake Fran. She must be tired, all that driving. How far? Are we there yet? Or would they ever be there? She didn't remember much before they started running. Or perhaps she had tried to forget. Sometimes it came back to her in dreams. Not the dreams she had when she fell. She wasn't even sure they were dreams at all. But the other ones. The ones that seized her the moment she closed her eyes at night. Dreams that were full of blood and screams and a pretty lady with blonde hair. Mummy. Something had happened to her. Someone had hurt her. And they had wanted to hurt Alice too. But Fran had saved her. Fran had kept her safe. Fran would always keep her safe. Fran loved her. And Alice loved Fran. Except sometimes, just sometimes, Fran scared her a little too. Her bladder demanded her attention again. She padded to the bathroom, flicked on the light switch and pushed the door open. The bathroom was small and bright. She shut the door again so as not to wake Fran and sat herself on the loo. She weed, wiped and flushed. Instead of facing the mirror over the sink, she ducked and washed her hands under the bath taps. Clickety-click. The pebbles sounded louder, which was stupid because they were in the other room. Clickety-click. And now she was sure she could hear something else. Like the soft washing of waves on sand. Like the sound was inside the room. No, inside her head. She tried to shake it out, but it wouldn't go. Clickety-click. Clickety-click. It was hard to resist the pull. And it was getting stronger. Slowly, she raised her eyes. The girl in the mirror smiled. Alice, I can't. Please. Alice shook her head. The movement was slow and sluggish. Her eyelids started to droop. The bath tap gushed, water swirling down the plug hole. Alice stepped into the bath and lay down.